Hey there. So in today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about something that's extremely important for your mental health and also for your physical health. And it might be a reason why you are not feeling the way you think you should be feeling every day. We're going to talk about it right now. I'm Dr. Dave, and welcome to Microdose U.
You're listening to Microdose U Radio on the world's famous KMDU FM Salt Lake City.
Watch this.
Hey there, Nakama. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate each and every one of you. You mean the world to me. You know, I think we're way ahead of the time as far as what we're doing, you know, with microdosing and improving health, especially mental health, but mental and physical health. It's funny. The other day, actually within the past couple days, I came across three different people that happened to ask me what I do these days. One of them was a woman in her late 60s that works in a medical office. She's the office manager of a medical office. And we started talking, and I told her about, I had to preface it with, I have to tell you, this is not for everybody, because she was an older woman and, you know, she looked pretty straight to me. But when I told her about my podcast, Microdose U, she like looked very serious, and she wrote it down, and she said, "I'm going to check this out. This is very interesting to me." Then I met a trainer at the gym, one of the trainers at my gym, and we started talking and we exchanged contacts, and somehow Microdose U came up as my contact. And he said, "Well, what's this?" I said, "Well, I do a podcast on, and I teach people all over the world about how to improve their mental health with microdosing." And again, he looked at me and he said, "I'm going to listen to this. This is something, I just left a corporate job and I couldn't really get involved with this, but now I'm on my own and I want to do this." And then the third person was a young college student who I thought would probably have no interest at all. But again, she looked at me and said, "I'm going to listen to your podcast." So three people within like a, I'd say within a 48 hour span, this guys and gals, Nakama, we are changing the world. And I want to thank you for your energy, because this is the way to do it. You know, no more old style, no more the, and this is not medical advice, but no more the old way of doing things that either did not work or are super slow or ineffective. No, we are changing lives. I started with this over about 3 years ago now, like almost exactly 3 years ago. And we're doing it. And thanks for being along with me on this journey. If I could help you out in any way at all, please let me know. So I want to go ahead and talk about now something that's really important, and it is life-changing as far as mental and physical health. And what reminded me, I was just doing a video for my on my Patreon channel a short time ago, earlier today, and I was talking about the three things that I think got me to where I am, or to where I was, as far as like feeling horrible every day, you know, with anxiety and depression and some, you know, remnants of PTSD or whatever else I had going on. It was horrible. But one of the things that kind of, these things came together is like almost like a perfect storm and got me to where I was feeling horrible. And one of them was obstructive sleep apnea, which I was diagnosed with. Now, I want to tell you something really important. If you are thinking about turning this off or pausing or not, or deleting this episode, I'm going to ask you just to listen to it, even for a little bit more, because a lot of people, first of all, I will tell you, obstructive sleep apnea is very, very dangerous for mental and physical health. It can actually cut years off of our lives if it's not in check and treated properly. But the problem is, so many people that have it do not know it. It's extremely widely undiagnosed. I was one. And I'm even a dentist. I was a dentist, you know, I'm a retired dentist, but I had it. I don't know how long I had this, but it went undiagnosed for a while until years ago on a physical, my cardiologist, my family practice, you know, my, what do you call it? A primary care physician found like a little weird blip in an EKG or something. And she wanted further testing. And she said, "Please get checked for sleep apnea," which I did when I got back home. And I did have it. I did have obstructive sleep apnea. But what I want to tell you is that even though you think you may not have it, I'm telling you, you could have it. And I know people think that unless if you're obese, if you're not obese and you don't have a big, thick neck, then you probably don't have it. That's far from the truth. I'm not obese. I don't have a big, thick neck that could block off my breathing when I sleep, but I certainly have obstructive sleep apnea. And I know a lot of people that are not necessarily built really big and, you know, have extra weight on them, especially around their neck and where they breathe from. So I want you to listen to this very carefully. When I was diagnosed at first, probably 6-7 years ago, something like that, I had a buddy in Maryland who is a dentist, and what he does, he specializes in, it's not really an official specialty, but he limits his practice to working on people that have obstructive sleep apnea. And he made me an oral appliance, this little thing, you piece of plastic, you put in your mouth. It's very, how can I say this? It is, I don't want to make it sound like he just threw a piece of plastic in my mouth. It takes a lot of care, and a lot of measurements, a lot of proper guidance to make this appliance. And I wore it. I started wearing it every night religiously. I'm very compliant. When somebody tells me to do something because it's going to help my health, I do it. And I was assuming everything was great with it. Every night, wore it. And I felt fine. But then over the course of a few years, I ended up moving out to Salt Lake City, where I am right now. And I started having some just weird anxiety and depression. I had it even back in Maryland, but it started getting worse and worse and worse. And I would wake up in the morning with like no apparent reason why I should be anxious. I mean, my days were good. I enjoyed my life. My marriage is great. Financially, I'm fine. But I would wake up with this anxiety and for no apparent reason. I didn't understand. It kept getting worse and worse and worse. And at the same time, I noticed my blood pressure was creeping up. Things were not great. One point I had a blood pressure problem that it was much higher than I thought. And I think I've probably shared this with you in the past. But I ended up going to my doctor, and she said she'd like me to get tested for obstructive sleep apnea. That was one of the first things that came to her mind. And I said, no, doctor, I'm fine. I wear an appliance. And, you know, she said, appliance? You're wearing an appliance. Why don't you have a CPAP? And I said, because that's what I have, an appliance. And she said, no. We got to do another sleep test. And if you have it, if it still shows you have it, we're going to get you a CPAP, because that's the standard of care, the gold standard to treating obstructive sleep apnea. Now, back in my world, I was led to believe that these oral appliances, these plastic things that you put in your mouth that you sleep with, they're almost like a glorified, like large night guard, but they're more than a night guard, so don't quote me on that. I always felt they worked, but I don't think they're effective. If they're effective, I think they're minimally effective. I think if you have obstructive sleep apnea, you need to be treated properly with a CPAP. So where am I going with this? If you are experiencing some depression, some anxiety, or some other like mental health issues, or you have your blood pressure is going up or anything like that, anything that can't be explained exactly, I want you to get tested for sleep apnea. Just talk to your primary care physician. Let them know, say, I feel that there's a chance I have sleep apnea. I'd like to get a test. They do the tests at home these days. They ship you a kit. It's really, really easy to do. And the tests are quite accurate. But if you have it, you need to be treated. I don't want to see you spend another day, another week, another month walking around with something that is medically unsafe and very dangerous. And again, not only can cause or exacerbate some mental health issues, but really cause physical health issues as far as your heart, blood pressure, risking a heart attack, stroke, and more. I don't want to see you in that position. And I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're 18 years old listening to this, or I don't care if you're 88 years old. I want you to take this very seriously. I'm glad you have not clicked off of this episode yet, because I think in the past, many people, when they heard obstructive sleep apnea, oh, that's not for me. They just didn't give this any, they didn't pay this any attention. And it's very, very important. I want you to do it. Please. If you have any questions about it, let me know. But, getting treated with the CPAP is another thing that I won't go into on this episode, because it's a little bit more complex. And I had to take the bull by the horn and learn a lot of it on my own. I feel like I'm kind of an expert on CPAPs these days because I learned it all on my own because I just felt like this is my health. I am a doctor. I'm a trained doctor, and I can take it a step further and really learn about a CPAP and how a CPAP will treat obstructive sleep apnea. It's super, super important. And I know you're here from microdosing, but you can take all the microdosing in the world. You could be the world's lead. You could be the world's greatest microdoser. Let's say that the greatest microdoser in the world. But if you have something that's untreated, such as sleep apnea or something else, even, it doesn't matter how well you microdose. You've got to get the underlying things taken care of as well. Just like if you have, again, I'm just going to make this up. If you have a spouse that you come to home to every day and your home situation is just horrible and stressful, or you have a job or your work is not really resonating with you and you're not enjoying it and it's causing you stress. Again, you could be the best microdoser in the world, but you've got to take care of these underlying things as well, or you're not going to be whole. You're not going to get better the way you should. You might get a little better. Yeah, you might improve. I mean, microdosing with a horrible marriage, will it make it better? No. It'll make you feel a little bit better, maybe, but it's not going to correct the underlying problem. And I know we went from obstructive sleep apnea to marriage to work, but like I say all the time, everything is connected. You can't just ignore something and then say, I'm going to microdose and it's all going to be good. I wish that were the case, but it doesn't work like that. So Nakama, I want you to finally start feeling better every day. It can be done. I'm there. I've reached my goal. It does not happen overnight. It took me, at least a couple of years before I started feeling really good. I just ended my third year of microdosing. And wow, I'm like, this is like the greatest now. But it does take some time. You've got to put time into it. But you still have to take care of the other things in addition to the microdosing. And your medical health is one major one. While I'm on the topic, I would also recommend that you have a routine physical and get a blood test. Make sure nothing's out of whack, because if you're not feeling right, it could be anything. I mean, yeah, it could be obstructive sleep apnea. It's very possible. It could be something in your blood is out of whack. It could be thyroid. It could be low of some type of vitamin. There's so many possibilities. So I want you to get checked out. I want you to do this right. You're listening to me. Let's not do it half-ass. Let's not do it halfway. Some people teach things halfway. I'm not teaching things halfway to you. I'm not going to allow you to be halfway anymore. It's your life. Let's do it. Let's do it right. We're going to feel great together. Okay, I think that's all I wanted to say today. It's a lot. I mean, it's really important. And you've got homework to do. I want you to do this and report back to me and let me know how you make out with it. Please remember, brand new episode every Wednesday, every Friday, and sometimes on Monday, I'll give you what I call a Monday microdose, which is a much shorter episode, generally just with some information, some things that we have going on around here at Microdose U, but it'll be a shorter episode. Not every Monday, but maybe, some Mondays we'll do what's called the Monday microdose. Okay. And also check all of the links in the show notes here. I put show notes in every episode because I've got some really important links for you that are going to help you further your education in feeling better every single day. I want you to be there. I know you can do it. Until next time, I'm Dr. Dave. It's Microdose U. Love you.